I'm here with artists who I really, really admire, her work and her talent, Ofelia Esparza. So, Ofelia, you're here at MOLA. You've created a beautiful altar, as usual. And so, when you actually started like creating these altars?
It was at Suffolk Graphics when I started doing these public altars. And it was in the, I would say, 1980, although I came on to their organization about 1979. And at that time, they were, when I came on, I saw a sign on their window because they were right 2 blocks from my house. And Sister Karen was asking for volunteer instructors for their workshops for Day of the Dead, and they had already started them. Doing these 1973, I believe. Actually, I visited the place when they were in the other site, but I didn't get involved till then. And so I was part of the instructors making items, headdresses actually I did for their processions. I did that for a little while, and I was part of the community altar where many people contributed to build an altar. But in 1988, I was called and asked if I would do an altar for this little gallery. They were asking for someone, and they thought of me, of course, because I had been working so long there. And that was the first time I did something outside of my own neighborhood in a public place. That was Sonrisa Gallery in Little Tokyo.
Yes, I mean,
it was there. And it was a great start for me because I took my really humble, I was doing a small altar, but then they said I could use anything in the store, and they had
all sorts of interesting things
yes.
in San Jose, because I used to go there. I miss that place.
Yeah, they moved quite a while ago. They moved to Sunset or something?
No, Beverly.
Beverly.
Beverly, but it was never the same.
They had these huge ceramics by the Aguilar, Josefina Aguilar, and it was a wedding couple. They were this big, and I used them in my altar, and that's a beautiful time. Anyway, from then on, I was, invited to, or asked, mostly it was small venues, galleries, but Suffolk Graphics grew, and so I ended up doing these big stage altars, and then my own personal altar in the gallery. So I was doing 2 altars there in one place. Then my children, got involved helping me with all this work.
Amazing.
And it was after Sister Karen passed away, or for her memorial, I did my first large-scale altar because it was such a big thing on the stage. And since then, I've been working that way.
I remember that because I only had the opportunity of actually meeting her and actually saying hello once. I've seen her around, but I actually only got there. And I remember when she passed, and I remember all the beautiful altars that were made for her and things.
That memorial one was for her funeral was on the stage, and it was beautiful because so many offerings of flowers especially, and artists brought, items for the altar, and it just grew and grew. It was just gorgeous, and that was the takeoff of other people asking me to do, large pieces, and so those were individual, and my children were helping me quite a bit, but now they're very involved. We're a team, so I always like to include my daughter.
We have your daughter here.
Yes, Rosana Esparza Ahrens.
How's it been being part of this team with your mom?
It's been great. I have to keep up with her. She's in high demand, and I'm part of part of all the planning and installation. So I've been very busy.
Yes, and now I cut down on accepting projects. My children have been involved, and they say, you have to say no sometimes. And then I now I, well, but they're big projects. This one, self-help graphics, and then two smaller projects plus lectures. How did I do 6 and 7 altars 1 year? I don't know how I did it.
1 year you did 11.
But, you know, even counting all the little ones, I don't know why or how, but I did, and I loved it, of course. But
well, you know, no matter what, big ones or little ones, and less, we appreciate your talent and we appreciate what you do for the community.
I enjoy doing it. It's almost like a mission. My mother, my mother had this tradition, and it was small, but she was my inspiration and helped me the early years with, I would ask her, she would tell me what they did in her village. But I learned it from other parents when I was teaching. And everyone, there are many styles and traditions. And yet there were many who never did this, you know, especially in urban areas. But I owe it to her because my mother was an artist and never called herself an artist, but she did so many things that were part of her culture, our culture, but she practiced it in her village, and I just loved it since I was very young.
You know what I realized also over the years is that even though most people are not creating altars in your home, but when you have photos of your family, que pasaron, you know,
yeah.
you have them around, and that's like an everyday altar.
It
and
is.
And once in a while, you can put a flower or you can put a candle next to it.
That's the way it was at home. And many homes that relatives or people I knew, they had I would call it a small altar.
Yeah.
But for these special days, they were my mother embellished them and then talked about the people, you know, who were there. And that's one of the things that I really appreciate, having that opportunity to know about my ancestors, because the stories were repeated annually, and it was like I knew them, even though I had never met them. And I think that's one of the important things to learn from this celebration. Especially for the younger generations, because they're part of you, even how many generations removed, but it's wonderful to know. Some people are looking up their ancestry now, and if they never heard it, it's hard to, you know, to trace them. But I think it's a wonderful legacy, and I say, what a legacy to be loved, honored, and cherished even after death. And it gives us meaning in our life that we have something to contribute, if nothing else, but to keep the family moving, alive, yes. And then I always like to talk about something my mother said to me, and it's stayed with me all these years, and that's one of the main things I close with when I do talks. And she said that we experience 3 deaths. And that the first death is the day that we give our last breath, the day that we die. Then our second death is the day we're buried, never to be seen on the face of the earth again. And the third, but the most dreaded death of all, is to be forgotten. And I think that it's been so powerful. Sometimes I get really emotional because it really hits me how important that is. And it's a universal concept that everyone can embrace. And I love, once you do your own altar, you really feel the importance of celebrating these days, because it's personal and it's emotional, and you recognize how important it is to remember them, especially for the new generations. You know? So it's something that's important to, it's important to me, but I think once people discover that, that's what happens, that it'll be important to them too.
Thank you so much, Ophelia.
You're
I
welcome.
Really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.